morning. Praise the Lord. You know, brother was saying how he prayed for your grandson. And God began to show me his grace, and he said, they don't understand that that's just a little something. He said, I got so much planned for the God's people. I've got so much planned. I mean, that's just a little drop. I'm going to move by my spirit for those who will look for me. I'm going to move. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking a lot of things that I can't discuss with you, just me and Jesus. But I told God, I said, Lord, just whatever you want to do now. I'm just to the place where whatever you want to do. Amen. Because I'm telling you, we ain't seen nothing yet. I said, we ain't seen nothing yet. We've been through a lot of things, most of us have. And some of y'all are still in it, and some of us are. But you know, I say, God, you just so good. You good. I don't care how you decided. Praise the Lord. We were studying Hannah. He was studying about Hannah. And am I missing something? We were studying about Hannah and Penina. And we got over into the book and I read that many, many times. And then she, when Penina was, you know, kept on picking at her. She'd have a baby. She must have had about 5 or 6 kids. She's still picking at her. Well, then it was a, and she would just weep and husband, I love you. And it's okay, but I need to have you that I love you too. And I thought about this one. Now, this one kid, what I was telling the same. She was praying. I ain't started. This is my preamble. She was praying. The Lord told me, he said, tell people, you listen. I wouldn't have got a Samuel had I not let her wait. He said, but when she said, well, Lord, I'll give this child to you. That's why, see, you waiting on things. I'm waiting on things, but you never know why the God got you waiting. But you know your steps, honest to goodness, is ordered by the Lord. God know what you're going to do way at the end of things. Am I making sense? Good Lord. And all I said, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. He showed me that she was grateful. Now, if she'd have had a baby, Hannah had a baby, Penina had a baby, well, she wouldn't have any reason, you know. But when she was so grateful in her heart, something, you know, God, you've been waiting on, thank God, bringing you to that place too. But then when God do something, you say, oh, God, I'm so thankful. I'm going to do better, Lord. I'm going to bring this body under, Lord. You just been so good to me. Praise the Lord. He know how to bring you, honey. He sure know how to bring. Father, we want to thank you. Will you stand? Praise. Y'all can sing next week, okay? Okay, so, but I'm going to sing. We're going to sing Love Lifted Me today. Because when nothing else would help, love lifted me. Praise the Lord. My brother going to put it on. But right now, Lord, I just want you to know we really want to do what you want us to do. I feel the love of your people in this place. Everybody want to do, Lord, to just do for you. That's what we're trying to do, God. We want to see you move by your spirit and your power. We're going to see you move by your spirit and your power. Because you're going to move in Revival Center. You're going to move. All the years, God, that I've waited, you telling me that my wait is almost over. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. And the things that you are planning for this work, it'll be a little strange to people, but it's not to me because we've talked a long time about it. And so I just want to thank you for those that have loved me. Praise the Lord. I thank you for your love, saints. Let me come. I really thank you. I feel the love of God's people. Even when I was weak, Paul said, you see my weakness. But in my weakness, you have loved me. And every time you prayed, I want you to know I felt the prayers. There were times when I felt your prayers. And so it made me, praise the Lord, say, well, I'm just going. I was kind of like Al. We came to the church at 6 o'clock, Al. 6, Daddy, we had some. We came around 6 o'clock. And around 7, somebody came in, and Dee Dee came, and she wanted, I said, well, let the ones and pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God blessed it. And we studied about Hannah, and we prayed. They went out around, and everybody went out around 10. Al came in after something at 9. Now I'm going through their prayer meeting, that prayer meeting. And you say, you two, what now? What you say? And after they left out, praise the Lord, and devil said, you, I say, You done waited too late. You done waited too late. And I begin to get strength and strength and strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We prayed round about 3 o'clock. We studied two things, I know. And we studied and we prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Help. I said, Lord, help Al. Help him. Help him. He praying for me too now. He walking. I'm sitting back there praying. I say, I think the day breaks at 5:30. We going to make it on in. We going to pull it on in here. We got to wait till the sun kicks us out. We got to pull it on in because we got to pull it on in. And we prayed around that, the lights. Oh, we feeling good now because the light getting ready to come. Ha! Now we done made it, huh? The light done come. We done made it. You may be waiting, but the light gonna come. You're gonna see the sun shining. Brother Mark, I'm gonna see the sun shining. And when you told me today, you don't know what you said. He said, Sister Dave, you know, just pray that the Lord drop that down and you wanna learn Spanish. Drop it in there. I like Spanish, but I wanna play. I wanna play with Jackie. And me and her gonna play. I'm gonna ask God to drop that. How about that? Y'all don't believe it? I saw this morning, every day when I come to church, and when I'm alone with God, I can see God just, he is so great. Yes. What key can I turn, Lord, to get into this, what I'm seeking? Yes. There's a key. There's a key. You all that sang up here, there's a key. I suggest y'all do a 3-day fast for your choir, the choir. We fast 3 days in our choir. Listen, it's not by power or might, but it's by his spirit. It ain't you having fun eating all the chicken. You got to bow down and get this body under subjection, and you don't see God. He got stuff stored up for this church. I said, we ain't touched what God gonna do in this place. We ain't touched it. Praise the Lord. Oh. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for my son back there because he really, boy, I'd ask him anything. He can just, you know, well, now I'll do so. I said, yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. All of you, I just praise and bless his name for you. And so, God, we through it. I want to tell you that I praise you. I've been looking for the anointing this morning, Lord. A special anointing for this people. Hallelujah. As we humble ourselves, found that out. I found it out. I've been knowing, Lord, we've been here a long time. God does something. You don't tell him what to do, when to do, but he will do. I say he will do. It was such a wonderful spirit here this morning. He's still here. It's lingering like it's like fragrance over the auditorium. And he began to tell me something. I just praise the Lord. I just want to thank him. Will you please help me praise God? Will you help me praise the Lord this morning? Will you help me praise him this morning? Praise the Lord. I just want to thank him. I want to thank him. Hallelujah. The world is waiting for something, and they're not going to be disappointed. Because those who will open their hearts. Because there's some people, you do something, you say, oh, that's the devil. All they say, I want to see a miracle. And then when a miracle happens, that's the devil. So I ain't trying to please nobody. I'm going to tell you right now. Praise God. I'm going to please Jesus. And it's something about him that you can't get unless you know him. Throw the song up on there, baby. We're going to sing that. This is Love Lifted Me. Some of us old people know this. It's a pretty song. Got a lot of meaning. You only want to sit down. You may be seated, but we're going to step up and sing this song here. Amen. You got it up there? You want to help me? You need a book? You up there? Okay. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the foreshore. Stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. This at the words. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when everything else could help. Love lifted Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Woo. All my heart to him I give. Yes, Lord. In his presence daily live. Love so mighty and so true. But to him belong. Love lift even me. Love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, lifted me above. Jesus completely saves. He will please. He's the master of the sea. Be saved today. Love even me when nothing else could help. That even me, oh yes, Lord, even me, lifted me. Listen to this. Give his son, oh, when nothing else could help, gave his son, oh, God gave his son, when nothing else could help. His son gave his life. His son gave his son gave his life. His son gave his when nothing helped. His son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When nothing else would help. Yes, Lord. Love lifted me. Father, I just want to thank you. You are so good. The Lord say, sing him. He said, that's the first thing he told us to sing. Him. That's right. And then the spiritual said, you know, we are living in the last day. Would you agree? The days will be shortened. As no flesh would be saved. I can do something. And so you can only do bad, you know, when you got people that you're following, you do that. Because the Bible don't change. It don't change. The word don't change. Change it. I don't know if they think this ain't good enough. I don't know what this is. But I told them and I said, Lord, just help them. Praise the Lord. But the Lord answered our prayer about the little. Now, see, that ain't just happened. We prayed. I know we ain't the only one that prayed. Praise the Lord. But be glad they heard and this and the people returned this little child. I don't know. I ain't read about it or whatever, but I will. Just still waiting on the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm just a mess. I told the Lord, I'm just trying. I think if Clay was here, he would know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I just don't give up. I don't know about you. I ain't giving up. Praise the Lord. I just ain't giving up. Praise the Lord. And I ain't going to silly up here. Just forgive me. I get to talking silly, I guess. I want you to turn to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Very simple. And the Lord told me, praise the Lord. And your armor ain't going to fit me. So we all got to get something that fit us to fight. I said, we got a war to fight. And we've been fighting the war, if you don't know it, you. He got a special devil in the embassy that studies you. He know if you know like you're tired, what he'll do. But you know God is good. I say God is good. Thank you, Lord. Now the Philistines gathered. Number 7. I'm going to do a little reading. And when I can't read 17, I don't quite understand this. Maybe Brother Mark, and after we get through, you tell me what was it. Why didn't Saul know David when David played for him? And they turned after he done played for him, cast the devil out of him, and he didn't know it. Their armies. Read that because I'm going to strain my ass. And armies. You going to. Oh, yeah. Get your microphone there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us today, Lord.
Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Azekah. And Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle, stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath.
It's 9.9 inches. He was 9.9 inches high.
And he had an coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass upon his legs. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass. His spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spears, one bearing a shield, went out before him. And he stood and cried, "You come out to set your battle in array. Am not I a Philistine? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall said, I defy the armies of Israel this day."
My Lord.
Israel heard those words of the Philistines. They were dismayed. And
this is a very, we've read it many times in Sunday schools, everything. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, you go back and say, "Ooh, I didn't see that before." Praise the Lord. Now the devil is armed. He could take you out if you wasn't overarmed. But see, we got something he don't know about. See, we got something that he don't know nothing about. So you ain't got to worry about how scary he looked. The Bible said they was afraid. The Bible said they was afraid. And then he goes Ephraimite of Bethlehem, whose name was Jesse. So they said, you know, because David said, "I was conceived in sin." Now they thinking that David might have whatever. But he was in the field with the sheep. "What am I doing in this place? Because it's something I got to do that's pertaining to what God got me to do." Hallelujah. The Bible said that the daddy, Jesse, told meanwhile this big devil, and look at him, he's so big. He said, "You know, I don't have to. Then we'll get it together and you serve us, and we'll serve you." Talk too much. You know, now you don't say it too much now. "Oh no, come on. You're talking too much now. You know." And so when he got up and came before David, don't let David hear that. Because when he stood up and said, "I defy the armies of Israel." But he never should have said that. "I defy the armies of Israel." And he's saying this out the church. But God going to raise up some Davids to whoop him good. He came from. They don't never do nothing. All you're going to do is read about brother so-and-so. So Lord touched my heart. He said, "You remember what I taught you? In that church and pray." So that's what I'm thinking about when I'm over here. You're going to raise some people that's going to whoop this devil, because I'm tired of him running around. You go to church, everybody's sick. People that we went to see, they sick. She was so sick. Now you show me some scripture where we getting old. Hey, where you going to get old? Now you've been eating wrong. And I ain't preaching on no eating, but you've been eating wrong. And we the lady told her, "Get off that metformin." The Lord will tell you. You don't have to have a doctor tell you. The Lord will tell you. Don't listen to this. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all help me. Not fooling around today. He's dressed. But when God tell us, he said, you do this and nothing shall enemies hurt you. Now, this is the same Israel who went across the Red Sea. This is the things happen. Hallelujah. This was the same people. Pray. So don't tell me, say, "Well, no, you ain't going to do nothing." Don't let the devil fool you. "I'm going to wait till I see things change. You still ain't going to do nothing." You got to, hallelujah, when the Lord called you, when you feel the preacher preaching, and when sister coming, she going to preach, because y'all know she a house of fire. And when the people preach, hallelujah, you feel the Spirit of the Lord draw you, that's your time to get up. And they say when you saw something, you should get up. No, when the Lord Mayor, and that's another subject. Help me, Jesus. And so he went out, and David went in and saw us playing the harp. Y'all read that and see? Like me should have put 17 over here and 16 over here. Because the Bible say David went out and returned from Saul to feed the Philistines. And he was too young to go. So, oh, thank you for Holy Spirit when that man called him up to preach or called him up to play. Thank you. I've got that. Drew near morning and evening, just wearing them, and presented him. And for 40 days they ran and hid. But honey, daylight, first day is coming. Because it don't make no sense. I said, oh God, oh my Lord. For 40 days don't want us running from no devils. God want us to stand and realize, because we are not, but you sit and you say, God did this for me. I know God did this for me. I know where I'm at. Praise, even if both are sick. Lord, brother, I was talking to him. He said, I used to do this, but now he's letting you know, hold on. That's what he's telling you, hold on. Praise the Lord.
And Jesse said unto David, his son,
thank you, Jesus.
Take now for thy brethren 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren.
Yes.
And carry these 10 sheep and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel and David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took aim to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight.
Let me tell you something. Praise the Lord. The Bible, I wrote down, and this is, I'm not trying to go back. I'm just doing the best I can. The Bible says, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. From the Lord. Say from the Lord. From the Lord. Say from the Lord again. Well, boy, we know a little boy that sits out in the, you know, and he's a valiant man. He's this. I don't know about the value because he was too young to do it. Crazy. He had lost his mind. And that's the whole, y'all just have to read it. King David. Now, wait a minute now. This spirit came from God that was on him. And all the love and the understanding he had of God. And all, he was anointed. And that got me. I read that many times. Praise the Lord. There are many people you've done. You know what I mean? But you ain't got, if God say do it, I don't care if he got legal rights. If God touch you and call you and say, come on up and play. Come on up and stay. Because God is going to honor it. Well, you know the story. And David rose up early, number 20. I may be skipping some. Early in he commanded him. And he came into the trench as the he saw him going. He saw him fight. We see the, come on, children of God. Many of us in the church, we see the church. Somebody got to know we can help even the church. I say, somebody got to do something. When Brother Allen went in the room and spent time, and people like that, they got to shut the door until and keep on praying and keep coming to what? We leave to, I'm talking about now, there's people that God is raising up in there. God's church is supposed to be his church, like a hospital. It's supposed to be a place. I'm thinking about what Jesus did. Jesus never went nobody and left nobody nowhere. And I would just get on me. I said, Lord, we should have been singing and praying. We should have been doing something for you. We should have been, you know, I ain't there yet, but I'm pressing. I couldn't do that. But I told God, I said, you know, Lord, my heart. I said, I'm tired of going around so much that every time we come together, our spirits ought to connect. And hallelujah ought to come out. So praise the Lord. I'm telling you. I'm talking about we all. I'm not telling you I'm no better than nobody else. When I'm around God's people, I want to be around God's people. That's leave. I said, Lord, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with it. We get to church. How you doing? I got here. Oh. Get over to the house, girl, you know, so-and-so. And I went and got this new dress. Come on now. God want us, we all guilty. We going to change. We got to change. We ain't got time to sit up and press. And David, praise the Lord. And Israel and the Philistines had put, that man didn't come up there. And David left his I read that. And what is the man's name? Goliath. He said, oh, is that right? Gonna get to his king, get his daughter, and all his people gonna be free in Israel. Is that right? You get up and testify. Call me and this and look. Who you think he is? Who you think she is? Be careful. Be careful. I know your heart in this. You think you so bad. You that you know this. You know. His brother said that. You think the world gonna tell you that? She done lost it. I mean, she done, you know, so I'm preparing myself because I see what they did for David right up here. So, okay, read it down to 25, L. Am I 25?
That's all right.
Yeah, 25. Well,
surely to defy Israel is to come up And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will have his house free in Israel.
And so they say, he said, they say, man, have you seen this man? They had it that day. He looking like the Sphinx of Israel. I mean, you see this, the Red Sea across the Jordan. How are we going to fight him? We know that.
Yeah.
We know that he cursed Israel and defying it. He was cursed. The Bible says he cursed. David spoke to the men. I love this. Stood by him saying, what you say going to be done now?
And David spake to the men that stood by him saying, what shall be done to the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Uh-huh.
That he should
arm himself with, you know, y'all still Christian. We ain't gonna put you down.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through, but we gonna see you can overcome. I'm telling you that God has called you. This is Eliab, his elder brother, heard him.
That killeth him.
Okay.
And Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto them, said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those in thy naughtiness in thine heart? For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle.
You have a cause to feel like this? I mean,
is there not a cause?
Yeah.
In the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. They rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, fight with this Philistine.
Now, how come he don't know David? In fact, he didn't even know who David was. And David sat there and played for him. Maybe I would know who that was. But he didn't know David. And Saul said to David,
for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war.
So he doing. And you can't do. And just so happened, where your station you are in life, is that that's the... Amen. Uh-oh, thank you, Lord. But if each of us would go level, he going to choose the level 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we all be together. Well, let's, stay feeling it. And you don't even know how to get it, as a matter of fact. But it comes through Jesus. And you...
A lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and delivered it out of his mouth.
In God. That's where he was in God. He said, now he's a kid. He said, hey. And no way. I went out in the power. Brother was said, Brother Al, Brother Mark, now you got to shout out. It was God. They know you feel like Samson. Article where the car fell on this girl's father. Love she had for her daddy. She got the car and picked it up. What a man. I said it was God. He had to do the cleaning or whatever.
Man.
So David said, when he got up to this giant, talking about how bad he was. He was bad now. Come on. I ain't looking down. This devil is bad. Hell of my land and my bear. You know, and another thing, when you go out to battle the devil, take your victories with you. Do that. If he did that, he could do this. So let him do something for you. I'm never going to shoot. I said, well, Lord, you did this. I know you're going to do this.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So he went. And Saul, I love this part. Okay, David said, moreover, paw the bear.
Yes.
He will.
He will.
Not maybe.
He will.
God.
Yes,
I know this God. He will.
Yes, he will.
He will deliver me out. Now, he's really, really, really in bad shape. They have a kid. Men would, with the, bed down for war. I'll arm David with his armor. He put on him. On his head, and he armed him with a coat of mail, which the devil had. Gave him his big old sword, and David clanked it along there. He said, hold it. That's your arm. I'm sorry. I just can't go in that. I ain't tried it. He said, what he told him. And he thought about hell, I said, it'll burn you down. I said, it'll burn you down. Don't be trying to, because it's going to play. Praise God. Now, this is what I'm used to. I'm used for this little bag right here. I don't know nothing else. I don't know none of those arrows. I didn't shoot none of those. On the line and bear. He had other things come up in there and try to get them sheep. And all he did was throw good. And he served the God was bad. We got to back away from the devil. The Bible says he ran to him. So while the devil think he running to him, y'all crazy? Who you sending to me? What you think, I'm a dog? I'm not. But see, David wasn't looking. He was looking to Jesus. looking to God and know Jesus. The God who had many times caused him to use this, what he gave him, that sling that you done practice. He done used this thing a lot of time. He said that he delivered me from the bear. He didn't say I was so strong, I whooped him. He said the God who did, I'm going to say this dude could be a lion or a bear. Which one? Make him a bear. But whatever he is, he coming down. Picked up 5 smooth stones out of the brook. Water. Things in that word. Put them in your little bag. Hallelujah. Put them in, write them down. One of them stones. We're going to liken the stone to a verse in the scripture. Or make it simple. But he picked it up and went, and the devil's still talking. He's still talking. But he's this day. You done did your talk. Let me do mine now. The Lord going to deliver you. And he said, into his hand. And I'm going to smite you. I'm going to take your carcass to the host of the Philistines. This bird's a good meal. Because I'm getting ready to bring you down, buddy. I love it. Oh, no. He said that they'll know there is a God in heaven. I'm going to prove to everybody. They're going to know that God is the God of heaven. That nothing, we was talking about that again. I say, I believe God can do anything. Anything. Okay, he said, and all the assembly shall know that the Lord don't save by the sword. And he will give you into our hands. Notice he said, give you into our hands. See what I'm saying? This is for us. And I try to keep that us, that us in there. I really try that. Praise the prayer. See, God, he going to use you. But he did this for us. Y'all catch that now if you want to. Praise the Lord. He said he did. Hallelujah. So when they rose, came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came up and drew nigh to David, no, he crept up and looking. I wonder, can I do this now? Now, the Bible says that God put in him, like he's doing you. He got something that you ain't going to be scared down in you. And when you got to go after the devil, he going to help you. How you going to feel? You? I just got that, by the way. Got some in your bag. You can put some down in there. He put his hand in his bag. Where'd he get them other ones for? Well, I had 4 brothers. Everybody going down. They come and mess with me and my God. They all going down. He took and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sank into it. He fell thou out the God. You're serving the God of heaven. I ain't good with words, so whatever I say, I be meaning. So David, that's all you need, y'all. A sling and a stone. And a word, that's all. You don't need nothing. That's all you need. That's all you need to whoop any battle. This morning when Jackie was obeying the Lord, he said, I love you way more than you think I do. Much until we can't understand it. I said, we don't understand it. He told me when Dad was going through, he said, when the Lord bam, he down, have a sword. So he went and got Goliath's sword, which was heavy. It was heavy. He was, I don't know if I could do that. I mean, in the natural, you know. But I'm going to do it in the... So then when he cut his head off, he took his head. Now all this... Look, when he cut his head off, they're going after that devil. Now they're going after all everybody else. When he saw that David had stood in their way. And all he did was stand in their way and talk. Praise the Lord. He took the head in there too.
Head, they fled. And the men of Israel and all the Judah arose and shouted and pursued unto Ekron. And the children of Israel ran, and the children of Israel returned from the...
Tell you to do. You're going to encourage somebody else.
Amen.
You step up, it's not you. It's God in you. Be a blessing. But if you get to the place where you get to proud and swirling like a peacock, you're going to... But you got something in you that'll be a blessing to somebody else. When you stand like in your personality to talk to this lady. And no telling what happened. No telling what she,
And they spoiled their tents. And David took the head's armor in his tent.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this now. Now y'all can have the head. Remember. I want to remember.
Wow.
This is my... Go ahead.
And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host.
I'm a stripling, didn't he?
And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell.
I don't know.
Though, who? Inquire thou whose son the stripling
is. This stripling is called a little old maybe. He said, is this it? And David what?
And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said unto him, whose son art thou? Of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.
Now he had sent a letter to, I love him, let him come and stay with me in the palace. But this is what happens when these leaders get in it with God. I'm doing what you told me to do, Lord. I may be stumbling now, but I ain't going to. May we be helped. I'm hoping that we got help today, Lord, and know that there's nothing you can do. Hallelujah. I had all, you know, I believe in words and I believe in getting what's on out. I know that this his armor weighed 166 pounds. This dude was big. I got other little things I wrote. But, you know, I'm just thankful to the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something else that the Lord gave me this too. Don't pay no attention to people. You got to go on with God. Sister, and nothing was in David's mind about what sister said to you yesterday. That wasn't in David's mind. When he went to kill that giant, wasn't none of his mind but the victory in Jesus. And that's what you got to do. You can't worry about what other people saying. You got to, that's overcome because that gets in there. You know, that gets in there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just praying to God to help us to overcome that little bit in our natures. You know, because be like David. And to be like David, you got to spend some time with who you've never been time with. You know, and play you some and sing. You know, it's something spending time with God. Isn't it, Al? You feel, you know, you spend time with God and you get that little victory in there, you know, you feel, and something breaking there, you know, and then you're up in it, whoa, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's wonderful to spend time with God. And I'm going to tell you, it's not nothing you're doing that you ain't supposed to do. And just spend time with God. Sit down and think about it. You ain't always got to be on your, sit in a chair and say, God, I sure appreciate you. Spend some time with him. And then watch the time in the day. Just help me. Just help me. If you watch the news for an hour, then spend a time. You don't say, oh, Lord, that's enough there now. And then spend, you know. And so when the Lord asks you to spend an hour, well, come on now. This is everybody. You and me, everybody. We got to kind of pay attention to what we're doing. Give him all, everything. Don't just give him what's left over. I'm asking for all of us, Al. We got to be helped. But we got to think on it. I said we have to think on it. And you got to be bold enough to get up and say, when they told him that his brother came up, his older brother, and they you know, respect. I know you. You always, you know, looking down on me. Now, David could have left and said, you know, well, David said, let me go hear about this other thing right here. Now, what did the king say? Let me get this thing right here now. Because, I'm coming after this giant. I'm coming after this man that's done stood up here talking about he defied Israel. How dare he talk about he defied the living God, the God who made the heavens. I ain't going to take that out of him. He comes against me when he's talking about my God. Like some people say, don't you talk about my mama now. In my day, you couldn't talk about nobody's mama. I'm going to quit. You ain't going to talk about my mama. Now, you can talk about my sister, my brother, but don't get on my mama now. Them fighting words, I'm getting ready to whoop you. You talk about my mama, oh, I'm getting ready to go get my gun and shoot your brains out. Talk about my mama. Now, I may not be that way that my dad was. If you want to start a fight, talk about somebody's mama. What about know about that? Talk about my mama, sure. And then I know your mama had to be that good, but just don't be cheating my mama. Where you stand? Give God a big praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can tell you that I did need your prayers continually. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for Sister Davidson. and just pray for Sister Davis. And I just want to thank you for the prayers that you have prayed. Don't pray in what she should do. No, don't do that now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep our minds upon the Lord this week. Keep your minds upon the Lord. Praise the people. I got to go. You can pray washing the dishes. You can pray running the vacuum. And you said, well, I don't have time. Did you run the vacuum, didn't you? You can pray while you're cooking. I don't have time. You cooked, didn't you? You understand what I'm saying? See how the devil got us? Then there has got to be a time when you come away. Yes. Yes, but you know, mothers are busy, especially my baby Tawana. Busy. People, mothers be busy. So you got to love Jesus and be doing the thing. So I'll be putting in my little thing so my kids can buy me this little stuff. I told them I need something to do my carpet with. I look up for Christmas. I got me a shark something. But see, I be laying my little words in there. See, so I know if they know Pastor need it and Grandmama need it, they gonna give it to me. See. You shouldn't do that, Celeste. But I do. Amen. Amen. So that's what you do, but to God. Be kind of laying something down. Hell, Lord, you know such and such a thing. You know, and I love it. I'm going to spend more time now. I got to spend more time. But when you spend time in front of the, that's your time you spend. Now, you could be praying then. Watch it now. I'll be so tired. I can't have. Well, you have enough time to turn that idiot box on and look at it. My daughter, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to let you go. People used to seek the Lord. They seek him so until when you said something, it would kill you almost, the words. Sister Fainter, I'll never forget it. She's dead now, again. She came to church, and I think I've told y'all this before. She said, and she was preaching about how much time people spend. She said, y'all, sit in front of that idiot box. That thing went in my heart. I went home, got rid of my TV. We didn't have a TV for over 2 years. And maybe, was it long ago? Because she called it an idiot box, and it went down into my spirit. You see what I'm saying? So the words we men are praying for that, the words we speak, they need to be able to go into the hearts of men, because that's where they're going to get help at. You know, if you sit in church and nothing ever touch your heart, then you come and tell me and you say, sister, you need to do some more, whatever you both do. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because the word's supposed to do something in your heart. We ain't up there for nothing. The word's supposed to do something in you. The word's supposed to change. If you don't want to change, you at least should hear it, and it should make you say, oh, Lord, I need to go. Amen. So, Father, I want to thank you. With my heart and my soul, I want to praise you, and I want to walk before you the best I know and what you have taught me in days past. Oh, God, you have whispered to my soul that you're going to restore me to the place I was. And I want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I know now that you're going to do this thing, and I just want to praise you for it. I thank you for it. And you're going to restore your people. You're going to restore your people. And I thank you for it. I thank you that we can come to you. I thank you we can come to you. I thought about the little girl. Maybe that don't mean anything to anybody. We prayed a simple prayer here in this church. And I know there were other people that prayed. Hear me. But I believe our prayers went up with theirs as one. And I believe that you answered. Help us to know that there are other things in this world, in America, that we can pray for with the others that are praying, and our prayers will come up as incense up on the altar. And we can get things done. So we come, Lord, with faith and prayer. We ain't coming here thinking, I don't care how many people done prayed. We're going to do what we know to do, and we're going to do it in faith. Woo! When David walked out, he walked out in faith and killed the giant. So we're going to kill the giants of our days. And I thank you for what you have done today. Somebody changed. Somebody got it. Somebody got some strength. Somebody got it. I ain't letting this thing happen no more. I'm going to change some things. Somebody did. Somebody did, Lord. And I thank you in Jesus' name. I'm so grateful for you. Praise the Lord. And we'll be looking for you all to sing this week because I know you came to sing. You'll sing a song. Isn't it so precious? They are so precious. We got to get back and learn our song. God is grateful, thankful, faithful, and we're going to let him do what he's supposed to do. Me and you supposed to sing. Okay. Turn around and love somebody and say, I'm asking God to help us both.